First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday continuing on as we have a chance now to settle down with some pretty fast folks here, Aaron, as state record state champions and school record holders in studio. We've got Gracie Collins, Ava Morgan, Valerie Hurock, and Cammy Merritt. Ladies, thanks for coming in this morning. I know, at least with Ava, you really don't have to be here, right?
Yeah.
Let me just go ahead and have you guys just get a little closer to the mics, if you wouldn't mind. It'll pick you up. It'll pick you just a little better, I promise. First off, let's talk about this 4x100 event that you guys run, because I remember the school record when it was set under 50 seconds, and I thought, wow, that's really fast. And it was actually in 2010, and the girls that year, they placed second in that event, but it helped the team win the state championship, those 8 points. And it was, I remember when that happened, you ladies are like a second and a half faster than that, and you've broken this record like 3 times this year. I got the impression that if the school year keeps going, you guys just would have kept shaving time off. How are you doing this?
I don't know. We're all really close to each other, and so I think that helps a lot, because especially when we start races, like, all of us are nervous, but I think we help each other, like, get our nerves down. And, like, me and Cammy, we've been handing the baton off to each other for years now, and so it's kind of just comes to us. And
I think a big thing is, like, the team bonding. The first time we ran it was in Idaho Falls, and a girl broke her toe, and so she wasn't able to run it. And so we threw Valen, and then we switched up our order a little, and we never practiced a handoff. And we're like, you know what, we'll just go out and have fun and see what happens. And I mean, ever since then, it's been great.
So kind of take us through the first time that you learned that you broke the school record, kind of what was going through your minds. And then I think you just pointed out they broke it 3 times this year.
Well, they broke their own record a couple of times, right, ladies?
So, then after the second time it happened, was the third time even special at that point? Or kind of take us through the mindset as each of these went down.
Well, the first time, it was crazy. We were at BYU, and they had the unofficial times in, and it would have been like, we would have broke it by, what, 0.2?
Yeah.
But they didn't put in the official times until, like, 3 or 4 hours later, and then they messed up our time, so they said we ran a 51 instead of a 49, and so our coaches had
That's not acceptable.
No.
So our coaches had to go fix it, but it was a little frustrating at first, but it was awesome once we fixed it.
One thing I wanted to point out, you got, obviously, Ava, you just graduated on Tuesday, you got a couple of juniors, and then Gracie, you're a freshman, you just finished your freshman year. How are you Am I?
Oh no!
Oh, I'm a junior. I just moved here recently, but I'm a junior.
How did I screw that up?
Another girl, our alternate.
Freshman. Well, I didn't mean to screw that up. Sorry, okay. My fault. Okay. So I'm going to roll in. This is live radio. We roll into the next question. One thing. Obviously, the 4x1. It's all about the baton. You got to run with that dang thing, which is a little different. But the handoff. Because really, that's where you're shaving time off. Correct? Is the interchange, the exchange between one runner to the next? How have you ladies been able to, I don't know, shave so much time off with the handoff?
We say it's all in our baton. Our baton, we named it. It's George.
Yeah, that thing has so many records.
Yeah, we broke so many records with George, and we're like, if we don't have George, we can't run good.
Yeah,
and like if somebody else runs with George, we're not gonna run good.
Yeah,
so George kind of like keep it hidden, and like
George has a special place within the track bus.
Yeah. Oh yes, yes,
yes,
in a special place always.
So kind of take us through the work that goes into being state champions, record holders. Obviously, a whole lot of off-season training, in-season training. Kind of take everyone through what it took to get to this point.
I know that a few of us work like throughout the year, like training and CrossFit and stuff. That's a big part, I think, to it. Get your muscles strong throughout the year. And then during the actual season, we try to more, not lessen our practices, but only have like a hard practice once a week-ish, maybe less. And then just have our bodies ready and not hurting when it's time to compete. So we're just in the best shape we can be.
And you're all doing multiple events. That's the part that I always think is amazing. And you're excelling in those events. Valerie, we've had you in here before. I think the last time we had you in was for the pentathlon, so that's obviously by definition a bunch of different events. Cammie, there's one thing that was pointed out to me this week by a friend of mine who's a former track coach that I wanted to I didn't know if you knew this or not. So again, the same year that I was talking about, 2010, there was two of the most outstanding athletes in Southwest Wyoming kind of came through at the same time. One is at Star Valley with Audrey West, and another was Erin Kirby. She was at Evanston. And they both went on and competed at the University of Wyoming, and they were just head-to-head the whole time in high school. But Erin ended up being a two-sport athlete, volleyball and track. She's actually in the UW Hall of Fame now. But both of them ran the 300-meter hurdles. Your time's faster than either one of them. Did you know this?
I did not know that.
Your time in the 300 hurdles is faster than either of theirs, and you still have another year. So how does that make you feel?
I'm excited. I'm really excited. This year's been awesome. I've cut like 5 seconds off my race, so it'll be a good year next year.
The 300 hurdles is just, it seems so brutal for someone like me with short legs and no endurance. How do you shave off that time? Is it more about the sprint? Is it all about the technique at the hurdle? But is it kind of just a mix of everything?
It's kind of a mix of everything. Just not stuttering at the beginning helps a lot. Just being fast in and out of the hurdles, and it's a lot of mindset.
Okay.
So we asked this of the Cokeville runners too, but obviously Star Valley pretty close, kind of to that border with Idaho, and then State over in Casper. Long bus ride. You get there, you spend all that time with your team. What's the actual trip to State like for you guys?
Sleep.
Movies.
Tons of sleep.
Yeah. Well, this year we stopped in Riverton on our way down there, and we practiced for like an hour, and then we just kept driving to Casper. We got there kind of late.
Mm-hmm. Well, we tried to go through the park, and it was closed.
No, that was for regionals.
Oh, just kidding.
Yeah. that was a whole nother story.
Yeah, that was like midnight. But,
yeah. Lots of snacks on the bus.
Had some crazy bus trips.
Yeah.
What is the preferred fuel for the race and also for the bus?
Fruit snacks.
Fruit snacks and on gum and
yeah. caffeine gum.
They have caffeine gum?
Yeah, yeah. That is a lifesaver.
It's a miracle worker.
It's a runner
thing. Oh my gosh, this might be a life changer for me.
It's awesome. Actually, it doesn't taste that good, but
some of it does.
We've had
run
this new
gum's
kind
not
that's
good though.
Yeah.
Wow. Who knew? Caffeine gum.
Yeah.
I'm just glad I was affirmed with my facial expression when I heard caffeine gum, and I was like, what? And then I get a, no, it's not good, from over there, so.
Well, you sometimes just gotta do what you gotta do.
Well, let's talk about what your performance this year has been able to do for you, because you've qualified now to go run in Eugene, Oregon. I mean, this is Mecca of track, obviously. You guys know this. Up at is it Haywood Field, and it's just, I mean, it's the birthplace of Nike. You guys get to go up there and run, and what are some of your thoughts on that, and what's kind of your training regimen between now and when that takes place?
I know I'm super excited for it because my mom, she finished one of her marathons on the old stadium field there, and so it'll be really cool for me to go run on the same field that she did.
Honestly, I'm so excited. About a week ago, I wasn't even going to go, and I was like, I got other things to do just because I'm graduated and I have bigger plans. Not bigger plans, I just have plans for the summer and stuff, so I wasn't even going to go, and then these girls convinced me to go run otherwise, and I'm actually so grateful that they did, because it's like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that I really can't pass up, so it's going to be so fun.
And so what are you, what's some of the things that you do? I mean, obviously you take a little break because you got to graduate and you got to, you know, party a little bit this week because you're done with a year of school. But what, first off, when is this Nike event, and what do you do between now and then?
We run on the
June 15th through the 18th.
Yeah, okay. So just around there. And
so
a couple
weeks away.
Yeah, so me and Val went to the track last night, and I was practicing some hurdles because I'm going to run hurdles there too. But, we were actually just talking about a couple of days we can practice before Grace is leaving and Cammie has work. So yeah, we'll just practice when we can, whenever. So,
yeah. It's kind of hard to get everybody's schedules aligned right, but we're trying to figure out some good days to get some nice practices in. So.
And then as far as the event itself, I mean, have you talked about, obviously Coach Draney does, he does a really good, and Coach Clove, got to mention Coach Clove, right? Mm-hmm. Coach Tyrell Clove. The track coach is doing an amazing job of kind of gearing workouts and things for certain events, so you're kind of peaking at the right time. Mm-hmm. When it comes to this, I mean, let's be honest, this is a huge pool. You know, we're Western Wyoming, and this is, and we got some great athletes, but this is a huge pool, and you get to go and rub shoulders with, you know, some of the fastest in the country, and show them what you got. I mean, that's got to be pretty neat.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it's gonna be really cool. Really cool experience.
Well, is there anything we haven't touched on that you guys would like to tell any of the listeners? Any favorite experiences from the season? Anything like that?
They almost look like they don't want to tell you.
We've gotten lots of questions about our goggle pitcher.
Oh, I don't know if you've seen that. In fact, it was in the newspaper this week.
Oh, great.
Yeah,
tell us about you were the best of the best, which is the fastest time for all classes in Wyoming, and you were on the podium. And yeah, what was with the glasses?
So, like, me and Val were at Walmart.
Well, like, it started, like, last year at State, like, because it was so snowy, and we're like, oh, we wish we had, like, ski goggles or something when we're running so we don't get all the snow in our eyes.
Yeah.
And then it went through indoor, and we're like...
At regionals, it was, like, pouring, and we're like, we need some goggles.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we had, like, maps, and so whenever you land, you get, like, all, like, the fuzzy stuff in your eyes. So, like, the goggle joke just, like, kept on going.
And then finally, me and Cammy were at Walmart, and then we saw goggles, and we're like, we're getting those, and we're wearing them on the podium.
And, well, Cammy's dad was like, you won't wear them, and Cammy was like, oh, we have to wear them now.
So you were challenged.
It's kind of a dare.
Yeah.
Well, I thought it looked great, so well done, amazing times. Wish you the best of luck out there in Oregon, and congratulations on what a fantastic run and can run you're continuing to have here for Star Valley. It's amazing.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, we've been speaking with Gracie Collins, Ava Morgan, Valerie Yerok, and Cammy Merritt here in studio. Thank you, ladies, and we'll maybe have you back on after you go and crush the competition out there in Oregon.
Thank you.
Thank you.